Today we are going to be having an advanced training class focusing on transaction management and Fusion. Thanks for taking the time to come this morning, and we will go ahead and get started at 10 o'clock here. So the Wise Agent is a completely online, internet-based system, so that means that you can log into your account from any computer in the world. There's never anything to download. You can access all of the information on your account right from your computer. So when you log into your account, this is what you're going to see. We're going to start today with a brief overview of a few things, and then we'll go ahead and get right into the transaction management part of the program. So at the top, you have three rows of buttons that make it really easy to navigate. The top row is, I like to think of it as getting your information into the system. The middle row is the marketing program and marketing materials, and the bottom row is where everything is stored. Most important button is that contact us button right there in that bottom row. Anytime that you're working in the program, we have 24 hours a day, 7 days a week customer support. Hit the button, let us know if you want to call or an email, and we will get back to you within 10 minutes or less. So anytime you have a question, do just hit that contact us button, and we are here to help you. As you look down on your home page here, you're going to see your call list on the left-hand side. The call list is going to show you everybody that you wanted to call for the day. Anybody in red is past due, green is due today. When you're ready to make a phone call, you're just going to click on the little cell phone icon to the right of their name, and that's going to take you right to the contact notes. So here we have their phone number, so we can actually make the call. You can type notes about what you talked about, schedule a follow-up call, and hit the add button that's going to drop it down below with the date and the time stamp so that you have a complete record of every time you've contacted that person. Back on the home page, right in the center, you've got your day planner, so that's going to show all of your appointments. Also going to automatically pull your client's home sale anniversaries, their birthdays, and their wedding anniversaries. And also pulls any marketing programs that you've currently got running. So this is this 8x8 short sale, 6 of 8, that's a marketing program, as well as right here where it says buyer 3 of 8. The last thing I want to point out, and this does pertain to our transaction management part of the program, is that these dates on your calendar in the bright red boxes, this is an inspection end time and a close of escrow, both of those do pull automatically from your checklist. So anytime that you have a checklist running and you have those critical dates for that transaction, they're going to automatically pull to your calendar. Below the day planner, we've got the to-do list. So the to-do list is going to show your list of tasks. Now, regarding the transaction management part of the program, there's something I want to point out about the tasks that you can add to your to-do list. First, let's take a look at this task that says pick up the dry cleaning and the one right below it that says order add. Kind of hard to see. Let me uncheck it there, and now you can see it better. So if we take a look at those tasks, there's a little bit of a difference. If you have a task that has a piece of paper with the red check mark in front of it, that means that that task is being pulled automatically from one of your transaction checklists. So with the transaction management part of the program, you can have those very important tasks pulled right to your to-do list on your homepage so that right when you log in, you know the important things that need to get done right away. Below your to-do list is your hot list. This is really the transaction management part of the program. Here's all of your active listings and pending sales. All the information for each one of these transactions is just a click away. Below that is the birthdays and anniversaries list. So this just lets you know any birthdays or anniversaries that have happened in the last 10 days or that are coming up in the next 10 days. So that's kind of an overview here of your features on the homepage. So right when you log in, it really gives you a pipeline view of exactly what needs to get finished for today. If you're just starting on the Wise Agent, it is very important that you go ahead and set up your profile button. So I want to go ahead and click on that profile in that bottom row, and just point out a couple of things that you want to go ahead and set up if you haven't already. You want to make sure that all of your information is entered under the user information. You also want to make sure that you've selected your logo from the drop-down box. We have a million different logos in here for you to choose from. And if you don't find yours, please do just email that over to us, and we will get it into your account for you. Last, you want to upload your photo. Make sure that you save it to lock all the changes into place, and you're ready to go. From there, you can create email branding. So the email branding allows you to send out your emails with a professional look and feel and have your logo and photo attached to it as well if you'd like. If you have an email branding from another program, We're happy to help you get that in. So just email it to us. If not, then you can always choose from our Wise Agent templates. If I click on that Wise Agent templates link, it's going to bring up a list of all different colors, different styles that you can choose from. So you can pick any one that you like. I've picked the Red Desert one, so you'll see it's going to automatically fill it in below with the Red Desert scene at the top, and all of my contact information, including my photo and logo at the bottom, as well as the opt-out link too. First thing you want to do if you're just getting started is set up that My Profile button and then set up your email branding. Once you've selected that branding, you can make any changes or edits that you want to it. Give it a name, hit the save button, and now every email you send from the Wise Agent will automatically be branded with your information. So there's that profile. The second thing that you want to make sure that you do is click on that import-export button and get your contacts into the system. Once you've got your contacts into the system, from there you'll be able to actually organize your database and really get to work on marketing and other transaction management parts. So now we'll go ahead and move on to the checklist button, which is really our transaction management part of the program. When I click on the checklist button, the very first time you click on it, you're going to see two buttons in the upper left corner, one that says templates and one that says new checklist. The most important thing to remember with the checklist feature is that everything needs to start with a template. So you need to create your template first. You set it up one time, and then you can use it over and over again. So for the templates, you will have one template for each type of transaction that you do. So you may have one listing template, one buyer template, one short sale listing template. You can have as many different templates as you want, but you want to have one template for each type of transaction that you do. And then you'll attach the client and the property to that template, and that'll create your individual checklist. So to get started, let's click on the templates button, and that's going to bring up our templates page here. If we look down at the bottom, we have some default templates that you can start with. I always recommend that you start with our default templates. It just makes it easier, and then from there, we're going to go through and customize it. I'm going to show you how to really edit it so that it works exactly the way you want it to work. So for today's class, let's go ahead and choose our seller default template, which is also a listing. I'm going to click on Add This Template, and now I can give it a name. Then hit that Save button, and now I have added the default template to my account, and I've called it the listing template. We have broken up the checklist or templates into different sections for you to really make it easy to organize and keep everything together. So we've got several different sections here. We've got the dates, the fields, the tasks, and the contacts. Those are going to be the four main sections of the template that we're going to go through and edit today. So to start with the editing, we're going to go ahead and click on Edit underneath the Date section. And that's going to bring up my critical dates. We've got our critical dates section. These are only the most important dates of your transaction. These are the dates that can show up on your calendar in the bright red boxes. Some examples of what you might have for your critical dates would be the list date, the expiration date, the contract date, and the close of escrow. Those are some examples of what you would put in the checklist date section. This is not where you're going to put all of the tasks that you want to complete. This is just the very most important dates. You can edit any one of the ones that are here, delete them, change the order at any time, but those are the four main dates that we've got here. You can also add a new date. So if I click on Add New Date, it's going to bring up the place where I can add in another date if I wanted to add another critical date to the transaction. So the date I want to add today is the inspection end time. Now, do I want to show this? Yes. Is it required? No. And do I want this date to show on the calendar on the home page? Yes or no. So that's where I can make that selection. Then I'll hit the Save button, and you'll see that it has added the inspection end time as one of my critical dates for the transaction. You can have up to 15 additional critical dates. And once you've got all the dates in there that you want to see, you can hit next step. Remember as you're going through and editing the template that if later on as you're using the template, you find that you need to add something else or you need to remove something, you can always come back and edit this template. The next section of our checklist template here is our checklist fields. So this is going to be some blank fields where you can just type in information about the transaction, such as the MLS number, the list price, the escrow number, and the title number. You can edit any one of the ones that are here, delete them, change the order, or you can add a new field. I'm going to go ahead and click on that. So for my field that I want to add the sale price as one of my fields. Then I can go ahead and hit that save button and you'll see that it's added sale price as one of my checklist fields. You can have up to 15 different fields. Remember, this is just a spot for you to type in various information about the transaction. And then you can go ahead and hit next step. And that brings us to our third section, which is the checklist tasks. So this section is really where you're going to want to put all of the steps that you go through during the course of a transaction. That way it really lists everything out and really walks you through that entire thing. The first thing I want to point out about the tasks is that we've broken it up into sections here. So if we take a look right here, it says listing. Here's all the steps that you're going to do while your transaction is under the listing portion of it. And then once it's under contract, we're going to do all of these tasks. So these two, the under contract and listing, are called subheadings. The subheadings just allow you to organize your tasks and to break your tasks down into groups. For each task listed here, you can edit any of them, delete them, change the order, just like we could with the other sections, or we can hit add new task. I'm going to go ahead and hit add new task here. There's a little bit two more steps here to adding the checklist task, but we'll go through it one at a time. It'll be nice and clear. So when we start here, we're going to type the description of the task. So what is the task that we want to do? Now, let's go down here to where it says subheading. Does this belong under the listing or the under contract part of the transaction? So you can choose which subheading does this task belong under. I'm going to choose listing. The next section here in the white is to tell the system how to calculate the due date for this task. So the system is going to calculate the due date for your task a certain number of days, either before or after one of your critical dates. So remember, these are those critical dates that I entered in the first section and in the blue section. So your tasks, the due dates for the tasks are going to be calculated based on the critical dates. So for this particular task, I want it to be due 2 days after the list date. Once I've made those selections, I can just hit auto label here, and it'll go ahead and fill in that due date label of 2 days after a list date. The very bottom section of this adding the tasks part is regarding the homepage to-do list. This is where I can make the selection if I want this task to show on the to-do list, yes or no, automatically. So it'll be automatically pulled, remember, with the little piece of paper with the red check mark right on your homepage. So do I want this task to be pulled automatically to the homepage? I can assign it to an inside team member if you want to. And I also need to say how many days in advance of the due date do I want it to pull to that to-do list automatically. Once you've entered in all this information here, I hit the save button, and you'll see that it's added my task, send a thank you note, under the listing portion of this transaction checklist template. So you can go through, make this as detailed as possible, or as you want to. It can really walk you through every step of every transaction, plus that really makes it so that you have a great record at the end of what you've done for each transaction. You can have 100 additional tasks if you want to, so it really can be as detailed or as not detailed as you want. It's really up to you. Once you've got the tasks in there that you want to add, go ahead and hit that next step button, and it brings us to the last section, which is the checklist contacts. This is where you can attach any vendors that you're working with on the transaction. So here you'll see the, some examples would be the buyer, the lender, the title company, appraisal company, the other agent. Those would be some examples of some contacts that you would attach to your listing template. Others, this is not the, this is other than the client that you're actually, that you're working for. So not the one that you're listing from, but the other people involved in the transaction. You can edit any one of these, delete them, or change the order, or add a new one. You go ahead and hit Add New Contact. When you're adding a contact to your transaction checklist template, what you want to do is you have to tell the system to pull the information from either the client list or the vendor list. And then you also need to choose a category. So for this contact that I'm going to add, I wanted to pull from the vendor list and from the home warranty category. So I'm going to go ahead and auto-label that home warranty, and then when I hit that save button, it's going to pull here to one of my to my list of checklist contacts. It's added the home warranty person as one of those contacts to add. You can add 20 additional contacts. You can really keep everybody that you're working with on the transaction all in the same place. That's the last section of our template, so when we hit finish, it takes us back to that primary screen here of the template. So now we have gone through, we've taken the default template, we've added it to our account, and we've gone through and customized each section, the date, the fields, the tasks, and the context. If you ever wanted to change the name or the little icon, that little house with the S, that's what we mean by icon, if you ever wanted to change that, you could. Just by hitting add it onto that pink section. One other thing I wanted to point out is that if you have your account set up with an outside team, which means that there are other WiseAgent users and you've linked your accounts together, you can actually share the checklist template between accounts. So if I wanted to share this template and send it over to the new agent in the office, I could do that, and then that way it would populate their account with that template, and they would know exactly what steps and everything that needs to be done. So we've created our template, we've customized it, and now we get a listing, and now how do we take that template and attach the client to property so that we have the checklist that we're going to work from. So we would log into our account, and let's click on that checklist button again. Now we already created the template, now we want to create a new checklist. So let's click on New Checklist. And then we're going to select our templates here. So it's going to list out all the templates we've created. So you can have as many different types of templates as you want, but you want to have one for each type of transaction. And so I'm going to go ahead and choose the listing template that I just created. And then I'm going to look down into the green section here on this page. This is where I'm going to attach the client. If the client is already in your client list, go ahead and just type a few letters of their name in here. And then it will run a search, and you can click on them, and it will fill in the rest of their name for you. If the client is not in your client list, you can add them over here on the right just by typing in their first and last name. So moving on, we've selected our template. We've attached the client. The next step is to attach the property. So here are all the properties on my property list. I can go ahead and select the property from that drop-down box. Or if the property is not already in my property list, I can go ahead and add the property here. At this time, I can also change the name here because this now we're creating an individual checklist so we can make it refer to the actual transaction. So maybe I want to say listing Fire Rock, the Millers. And then hit continue. The very last step is I can assign this entire checklist to one of my inside team members. These are people that I share my account with, that we all log in together. I can assign this entire checklist to one of my inside team members or leave it at all. Hit continue, and it's going to open up our checklist. So here is what the checklist will look like, the page you're actually going to work from during the entire course of that transaction. At the top, you've got the general information, like the client's name and the address of the property. Then in the blue section, you have the critical dates. Remember, these are those most important dates of the transaction that are going to show up on the home page calendar. So as you have that information, you can go ahead and enter that in. Then we've got the important field section, so like the MLS number, the list price, and then it gets into every single task I want to complete during the course of this transaction. As you complete each task, just check it off, and it's going to date stamp it for me on the right so that I have a complete record of everything I did and when I did it during the course of this entire transaction. If there's a task that normally I would do on the listing, but for this one it doesn't apply, you can always hit the MA button. The goal is to have either a date or an MA in every box here under this completed column of your checklist tasks. Below the task, we've got the important contact section, so remember we can attach any of the vendors that we are working with on this transaction. Below that is the attached file section. With the Wise Agent, you have unlimited document storage, so do go ahead and upload all of your documents, any contracts, any offers, anything like that. You can attach all of those under that attached file section. So basically, we've got at the very bottom, we've got the transaction notes as well. So you can have that date and time stamped notes for regarding this transaction. One thing that you might want to put in those transaction notes would be things like showing and feedback that you get from the showing. And also any kind of other notes that you have regarding the transaction. Those are the type of things that you would put under that transaction notes section. So basically, we've got every piece of the puzzle. It's all on one page. It's super easy to work from. And all through the course of the transaction, you're going to work from this page. And we also make it easy for you to keep your client or anybody else informed on what is happening with the transaction. You can print a summary. You can email a summary. You can create a custom summary, which you can then print or email. And you can even create a Fusion web page. So the first thing I want to show you here is custom summaries, and then I'll show you how to print or email that so that you can either share the information or the checklist with another person, either the client or somebody else. So I clicked on custom summary. Now it's going to come up with a page where I can pick and choose what I want to include and what I don't want to include on this custom summary. Actually, for this part of it, I'm going to go ahead and choose a different checklist that has a little bit more information on it here. So let me just pull up my other checklist real quick. In the meantime, we did have a question. Will the transaction notes go to the client notes? No, but I will show you how the transaction is a part of the client's record. And you'll be able to access that in kind of a different way. So we'll show that at the end. Good question. Okay, so here's my other checklist that's come up here. As from that actions drop-down box, I'm going to select custom summary and then hit go. So the custom summary allows me to pick and choose what I want to include on this summary that I'm going to either print or email. I can, anything that is checked off will show. Anything that is unchecked will not show. So I wanted to see the tasks, except maybe not these. And then all of my important contacts, except not the buyer or the other agent. I want them to see all of the files and just a few of the most recent notes. So remember, anything that is checked will appear. Anything that is unchecked will not appear. Then we can go back up to the top. We can either print this report out or we can email it. I'm going to click on email because I want you to see what that can look like. So here it's going to automatically fill in my client's name. But if I want to send it to somebody else that's working on the transaction, I can do that too. Just click the little address book and then you'll see that you can choose from everybody that's been associated with this checklist. Anybody that's on my team, anybody that's the client, or any of the contacts that I have attached to this checklist. Now I can type my subject, type a message, then I'm going to hit the preview button, and you'll see that it automatically is going to pull my email branding there to the page. This is what it's going to look like when it's sent to my client. It's going to pull my email branding at the top. Then we've got our critical dates, our fields, our tasks, and they're going to be able to see exactly what has been done, what needs to be done, all of the contacts and all of their contact information. all of the files. They can click on any one of these to bring up that file. And then also the notes that I selected. So, and at the bottom, it's just the rest of my email branding. So, really makes it easy for you to keep your clients informed or to keep others informed on what is happening with the transaction. So that was creating a custom summary, and then also showing you how what it looks like when you go to email that out to somebody. Other action I want to show you is the Fusion webpage. What a Fusion webpage is it actually allows you to create a unique webpage for this transaction so that others can follow along on exactly what is happening in live time. So you create this Fusion page one time, and then throughout the course, you send the link to whoever you want to be able to follow along, and then throughout the course of the transaction, they can click on that link at any time, and they'll be able to see all the updates that you have made to your checklist within your Wise Agent. So it's really neat. No extra work for you. You just send them the link one time, and then they can continue to click on it and follow along whenever they would like to do so. So I'm going to select Fusion webpage and hit go. Now, when we take a look at this page, let's go ahead and take a look at what hit the View Webpage button and take a look at what the webpage actually looks like. When you send them the link and they click on that link, it's a secure page, so an encrypted and encrypted page. So you do need to go ahead and type in that little code there. Then when they first click on it, it's going to bring up the most recent activity in the center. Then we've also got the photos that I've uploaded of this property. Client can even click on the little slideshow to see a slideshow. It's got my email branding at the top and the bottom, and so it's all set to go, and it looks really nice and pulled together. Now, the next thing the client can do is go ahead and click on that Realtor button. And from there, you can see all of the dates, the fields, the tasks, just like you could with that custom summary. You can see all that information. Now, remember, you are in control over what they see and over what they see on this page and also who sees it. So you're in complete control over who you share this with, and you're also in control over what is included. There's the files, so they can open up any of the files that they've attached, and as well as the transaction notes. So really, it's a really easy way for you to keep your clients informed on exactly what's happening with the transaction. To get it started, you'll want to hit that send update button, and that's going to go ahead and send them the link to this transaction. And then they can click on that link over and over again, however many times they want to, whenever they want to. You don't have to keep emailing them updates constantly. They can just keep checking that page, and then they can see in live time any updates that you've made to your checklist. So you'll see when you click on that send update button, it's automatically going to fill in a little verbiage here. You can change that if you want to. But just make sure that you don't change that yellow link part, because that's where it's going to fill in that link for this person to be able to go to that Fusion page. We have a question. I think you're asking, does Fusion cost any money? No. Fusion is included with your account, so you can create as many different Fusion pages for different transactions. You can have your client follow along. Some agents like to send the link to their broker, and then their broker can follow along with happening on each transaction. Just some other ideas, and it is included in your account. There's no extra charge for that. Good question. So that is the send update, which will allow you to send the link to whomever you want to send it to inform them of what's happening on the transaction. The next button over here is the edit permissions. This button allows you to pick and choose what you want to include on that Fusion page and what you don't. So remember, like I said, you are in control. So if you don't want to include certain things, then you can absolutely make it so that they do not appear on that Fusion page. So just like that custom summary that we created before, anything that is checked will appear. Anything that is unchecked will not appear. So if you don't want to show the sale price on there, then you can uncheck it. Or if there's certain tasks that you don't want to appear, you can uncheck them. Same thing with the contacts and the files and the notes. So anything that you don't want to appear, uncheck it. Anything you do, check. when you're done, make sure that you hit the save button either at the top or the bottom just to lock those changes into place, and then you'll be able to only have showing what you want to be showing on that Fusion page. So next button over here is this Ask Vendors to Join. In several areas, we actually do have other people in other industries that use the Wise Agent. For example, lenders, title companies. In a lot of areas, we have other people using the other parts of the transaction that also use the Wise Agent. If you are working with a lender or a title company who also uses the Wise Agent, you can actually ask them to join in on this Fusion page and submit their own checklist and have it all be on one page. So if I take a look back, I bring up my Fusion page again, you'll see we clicked on the Realtor button. Well, I also have a Lender button, Escrowster button. So my lender is also working on the Wise Agent. So when my client clicks on the Lender button here, it's going to bring up that lender's page. So here's the lender's branding that he's set up and on his checklist, exactly the steps that he's going through during the course of the transaction and anything else he has decided to include on that page. So you can actually bring all of the pieces of the puzzle together on one page. The very last button across the top here is our open checklist. That just takes you right back to that checklist so you can continue to work from there. The very last thing to remember here is you don't have to update this once you've done it one time. Once you've set it up and sent out that link one time, they can follow along. There's nothing extra that you need to do except for just work from that checklist. And as you complete things, check them off, and then it'll automatically update the Fusion page. At the bottom here, one more thing I want to point out. If when the transaction has been completed, if you want to turn off the page so that it can no longer be accessed, what you want to do is go ahead and hit no for these options and hit that save button. So that is our Fusion part of the program. Remember, it allows you to create a unique link to the transaction so that your client or whoever else you would like to be able to follow along in real time can keep an eye on exactly what's happening with the transaction. The last thing I want to show you today is where this information is stored. So I've mentioned before that this information is going to be stored online, not on your computer, so that you can you don't have to worry about if your computer crashes. You'll still be able to access all of your information no matter what, where this information is going to be stored on your account. Even long after the transaction, let's say 2 years have gone by, and my client calls me up and says, who was the appraiser that we worked with on when he sold my house 2 years ago? I can go right to my client list, pull up that client, and click on their name here. And then this is their summary page. If I scroll down to near the bottom of the summary page, you'll see right here, this is where that checklist is. So now all the information for the transaction that I did for them go right here. So when I click on that, it's going to bring up my checklist, the same one that I was working from during the transaction. And I can scroll down and say, oh, it was AAA Appraisers Andrew. So just a couple of seconds. I'm so organized, I can pull up something that happened 2 years ago in just a couple of seconds, and that really looks really good to your clients. The next place it's going to be stored is under the property list button. So it's also attached to the property. So if we go to the property list and click on the address of our property, you're going to see that I have all of my checklists that I created for this address all attached here as well. So the same like before, if I click on any one of these, it's going to bring up that checklist for that transaction. The very last place it's going to be stored is going to be on that checklist button as well. So when we click on our checklist button and we look towards the bottom of the page, you'll see that these are all the checklists that I've created. So they'll all be stored here online where you can find them forever and ever, including all the documents. You have unlimited number of transactions. There's no limit to that, or to the documents as well. So that wraps up our class today. Thank you guys so much for joining me. I really do appreciate your time.